You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
All righty, 9:38 in the morning. Crack out that whip and bring out the screams. It is now time for the one and only S&M show. I'm back with us already, all the way from that Big Apple, is none other than the one and only Salvatore Dali. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Oh, so how was the Big Apple, eh?
Very good.
You took
very
a big good. Chunk of a bite out of it.
I can't believe you didn't go to Wall Street.
Why?
I can't believe. You know, you would have.
It's like what? You wanted me to make an offering at the shrine or what?
You would have gone there to Goldman Sachs, prostrated yourself above the hallowed portals of Lloyd Blankfein Institution.
You know, you would take some, put some joysticks.
Yeah, but you didn't. You went and ate instead.
Yeah, he enjoyed himself.
Yes.
You went to watch Jersey Boys instead.
Yes.
Okay, tell you what, enough of New York over here. What we're going to be talking about today might be a little bit interesting to a lot of people. But before we begin, you want to say this, yeah?
Yes. We're going to talk about one stock today. And
correct.
We would like to make the disclaimer that we may already be holding positions in the stock,
exactly.
For whatever reasons. So beware, it's not a recommendation to buy or sell or whatever.
Well, I want to make a disclaimer that I don't have the stock.
Yeah.
But your order is in, isn't it?
No. No.
We are trying to make sense of a recurring rumor over the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it's been a few months already.
A few months, but it's making a much louder noise now.
Okay.
And judging from the volume, per cup, we're talking about Star Publications.
Yes.
Is it going private, one? And does it need to? Why is the rumor, coming up again and again?
Right.
Okay, here are the numbers, right? Last traded share price, 263. A 52-week high somewhere in the region of 325, 330 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is about 23%.
It is not even a 12-month high, 326. We're talking about maybe even a five-year high.
The five-year high
is at 350, I believe.
350, yeah.
350.
The flash trade went up to
380 something. 380.
Yeah.
So forget about that flash trade. So the market is at near its all-time high, and this stock is like 30% off.
On the 12-month basis, it's down 23.3%.
Mm. And the talk on the ground is also that they have actually lost a lot of ground in terms of advertising revenue because of what they did prior to elections, where they put on a lot of commercials by MCA onto the paper.
I think the 6 months leading up to the elections and post-election, there was a lot of negativity surrounding, like, are you a propaganda tool or whatever, and
exactly.
It seems to have like distanced the readers and maybe even some of the
AdX,
you know,
because the AdX is based on readership, right? So if the readers walk away, then you have fewer excuses to advertise with the paper.
The irony here is that Star Publications was 20 years ago the Malaysia Today of print publications.
Oh, you had a great news
Malaysia
trivia.
Malaysia Kini, you mean?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that. You know, I think probably 80% of the population of Malaysia doesn't know that.
This, right? Especially like people like my brother who is
okay. What's 20s. What's the trivia question?
In the 70s and 80s, the Star Publications was the opposition paper, right?
Right. Yep.
And they didn't come any. The voices of the opposition were not as strident as one person, which is Tunku Abdul Rahman, who was a columnist in those days.
Star, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, in the Star. Mm. Right. So people said that Star Publications was actually Suara Tunku Abdul Rahman.
Yeah.
That's
actually stand for that?
Star
as an acronym.
That is amazing.
Isn't that amazing if it's true, right?
Swallowed an amazing
dragon. The star.
Even if it's not true, I want to believe
it. I want it to be true.
But all of us Penangites knew that, right?
Yeah, we knew that.
For a year and a half in the 80s, it was based.
Its printing license was
taken. You were speaking in Hokkien, you didn't tell the rest of the nation.
Ah, lulang mtsai ma.
So for a year and a half in the 80s, it was taken off the presses because the government shut it down.
Ops lalang.
That's right.
Correct.
And my dad was an employee at the time. I remember that he
of
was
Lalang or
employee of the Star. He actually was out of job for 6 months, he was just staying at home doing nothing. You know?
Yeah. So you know, in those days, the Star really was the people's paper.
Mm.
And then what happened was it became politicized. 42% now belongs to MCA, and it's been south ever since.
The southness, if I can use that word. has been more pronounced because of what happened over the last 12 months. And I guess hence the rumors of the privatization came about because when you are having a depressed sort of like share price valuation and the investors are not appreciating or giving you due appreciation of the work that you have or the assets that you have, you may be wanting to, you know, take it private and then maybe, you know, do some restructuring and then come back in different format.
So, you know, maybe they might relist, you know, because, okay, let's look at it. They've got print and new media, which is huge proportion of the overall revenues.
Yeah.
And then there's broadcasting. They've got, I think, two or three radio stations, which is, you know, which is a drop in the ocean.
A lot more than that, I think.
Okay, so print and new media does about 825 million revenue a year. Broadcasting radio, I think, does only 60, so that's less than 10%. Events does about 200 million, so that's quite big. TV is about 2 million, so that's virtually nothing. And others is about 3.5. So basically, these three areas make up the main chunk of revenues for Star. But so the problem is, other than the print, which is the big giant, the other two or three don't make much money or even at all.
And we have this kind of information on back also of that a few people right now, they are trying to get print licenses as well, right? Because I think that the environment for print...
I read somewhere that Malaysia Kini got their license.
Malaysia Kini, and then obviously FZ lost their opportunity to get a license. But, you know, I get the feeling that the print is actually a very tough business. And
oh, it is. Yeah. The problem is, and you know, HCK Media, which prints Focus Malaysia and Heat as well, they've got a clutch of print licenses as well. But why? And don't forget that the Redberry Group as well are trying to get their print licenses. So,
at so least why is everyone trying to get in when it's such a tough business?
Because it's money. You can make money from the get-go.
It's a very tough... I mean, HCK...
HCK, yeah.
Yeah, HCK has been making inroads, but we are also trying... kidding ourselves a little bit if you actually can eat into the vast... you know, distribution that the giant that is Star.
Yeah, because
you know, yes, even though that they did suffer a significant drop in readership and you know, popularity. So
okay,
to speak,
so if you don't,
it is still a behemoth.
Okay, if you buy the Star and you don't read the first 15 pages, you're fine. Because section 2 is brilliant. The Star, the sports section,
I like the
is
comics
brilliant.
Pages.
Yeah, those are all great. You know,
it starts with fiction and then it goes to the back where it's non-fiction.
Yeah. The first 15
the sports
pages.
And the funeral notices.
Yeah, those are great.
Those are the
and obviously part. one very conspicuous development is that the classified pages have shrunk sharply.
Yeah, but that's
right?
A sign of the online
migration. Business, and you got stuff like iProperty and the likes of iProperty now, where you can actually advertise your property.
But be that as it may, for $1.50, you get the Star. It's a great product. You get way much more than the value of your $1.50.
And you can wrap fish. Value.
You can wrap fish in it.
Yeah, you
can take it to places where others don't dare go.
Okay. Can I just ask, you know, this privatization thing is not so much a dirty word for shareholders, right?
I think we're digressing a bit. Is that if you were a PE firm or whatever, would you privatize this at what level?
At these levels.
What are the options,
levels?
Right? Yes. What are the options for
and
the
why would you privatize
imaginary
this
PE guy?
Because first of all, your share price is going to be depressed. Because nobody's going to be like, you know, really like promoting you anyway. So you're getting a very good price level, tack on a premium and then take it private.
Mm.
You know, because you're 30% away from your, you know, 12, 24 months high in the first place. And then you look at what is inside the company. Is it worth, would somebody be willing to take it private and what would they get out of it?
Are there things to like rip apart and list separately? Yes.
The thing was, I mean, a couple of months ago after the elections, there was talk about the MBO as well, the management buyout, and so many rumors have been flying around as far as this is concerned. We'll look into more details about this, the analyst reports and stuff like that next. Stay tuned.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Okay, 9:50 in the morning now. Welcome back. This is the S&M Show. Today, we're talking about Star Publications and the possibility that behemoth of a media giant may be going private.
Is it a rising star or is it a falling star?
It's just Star, I guess. But I think we want to look at, you know, if you were to take it private, why would anybody want to take it private? Is there a lot of value inside the company or what?
Okay, I'm looking at December 2013 forecast numbers, right? $1.1 billion in revenue, $251 million operating profit, $145 million net. So the margins themselves are fantastic.
Yep.
There's nearly ₿500 million of cash in the balance sheet. I'm sure the PE values are very low at this point in time, the valuations.
Yes. I think that if I was a PE person, I'd be looking at it and looking at the net gearing. The net gearing is only 14%. Basically, you're under geared. This is so beautiful for a PE firm. You got net gearing of 14% only. I can come in, I can borrow probably another 100% against the shares and
you can pay
declare
for the cost,
dividend.
You can pay for the cost of your acquisition, exactly. Basically.
So in terms of like getting funding for it, you can pledge back the shares. It's not a problem. The second part, if you look at it, they can easily pay about 6-7% dividend yield at these current share prices.
They already pay about 6-7% dividend yield at these levels.
Okay. And then now, why, if you were to take it private, that means that what would you do? What are the things you can do? If you look at Star, they basically is very much mirroring the SPH model, the Singapore Press Holdings. In Singapore Press Holdings, they have got the Union Works, which is basically the radio stations. They also have an events and outdoor thing. The third and fourth part, which there is still a lot of like unlocking to do in terms of your property. You know, you could actually, you know, take Star private and then slowly dismantle and separate into separate groups. And then you do your asset-light strategy. Just like telecommunications, you know, there's no need to own the office building. There's no need to own the towers.
Towers, yeah.
You can actually use the same approach to look at your media company and
the infrastructure and so on.
Exactly. And if you look at the Star business model, they have radio, although it's still a cost center. But you know, it can be built into a behemoth as well. They have events, you know, the tie-up with City Neon and online. There's online internet and multi-gadget delivery strategy. They are missing one of two, which is television.
Yeah.
Well, they do have the Life-inspired channel and a few others.
That's cable, not television. No? talk about real television.
Oh. Free to air. Yeah.
So, Dali, you know what you know right now, right? And you're going to be on the other side of the restructuring, whereby you say that this is a viable restructuring option for the company. Now, what about on the shareholders' side? What would the independent advisors recommend? Whether they accept or reject the deal, what would be a fair price for the existing shareholders to accept the deal?
Of course, because people can see that there could be a lot of value to somebody like Maxis or Astro.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about television and mobile phone, which are two components that you can actually add to this interplay. If you were a shareholder, I guess the most important is to talk about the MCA, because you need to get the approval of the central committee first, and then you put it up on the EGM, right? The first thing is that you have $445 million cash, all right? People, the shareholders would want to get some back of the cash back since
exactly.
You go private. You don't need that much amount of cash. $445 million translates to about 60 cents per share. Right. Say maybe you want to keep 20 cents for operating, you know, or some backup. So you can actually deliver a special 40 cents dividend. And looking at the company at the net gearing valuation, you can declare the 40 cents dividend plus make a privatization offer at $3 and you still have come out ahead.
What's the price right now?
David? John?
What? 263.
Yeah.
263. Okay. Yeah. 3 ringgit. So it's about slightly more than 40 cents up from
because
the current prices.
In itself, this is almost a monopoly, if you want to, no matter how you want to cut it.
Mm. But
it is a monopoly, right? In the English media side. And
well,
it would be very interesting to somebody like, say, Maxis and Astro and so on and so forth to merge and grow efficiencies and penetration.
Okay, but as a shareholder, right, you want to get as high a price as
give
possible,
you, if
right?
I give you 40 cent dividend plus $3, I think that's pretty good.
So the effective takeover price is $3.40.
I'm not doing a takeover. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, like, for as a minority shareholder, I would accept it if the.
I would want, if I was a shareholder, I would be looking at your 1 year, 2 year, 3 year high.
Okay.
The market is at that level, so those levels is at 326, right? So I need something around that. dilution to say yes to the deal.
Okay, I've just been corrected by a concerned listener on my WhatsApp. He points out that although we were right on the suspension of the Star and we were right about the Tunku Abdul Rahman being a columnist, we were wrong about the dates. I haven't been able to verify this because I've been on Wikipedia and the internet the last 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But apparently the the license was actually suspended from October to March 1997, and MCA via Huaren bought on the Star in the late 70s, and Tunku was chairman only after MCA's entry. And also points out that the Star, no, it's not the Swara Tunku Abdul Rahman.
Although we like to think like that.
Yeah, although we would like to think that way.
Conspiracy theories are so much more attractive, yeah, so much more interesting.
But I thought the suspension, the license was suspended, not the public listed company, but license.
The license to print was suspended.
During Ops Lalang in the 80s.
In the 80s, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, one final point I want to point out is that why a privatization could be a viable way to go. If you look at media prima, TV, print, blah, 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 the valuation of that company as a whole is inherently a little bit more attractive than, say, a standalone Star.
Yeah.
All right? So that may tell you, and you know that, you know, media prima, not all their print works out, you know, have got like, you know, great acceptances, but you know it works to have a integrated unit.
Yes.
So they could be what, you know, the Star model could be morphing into in the future.
Interesting. Mm. So yes, that is the Star Publications in a nutshell.
And that's about it for this week's S&M show. You chose another song this week.
Yeah, a bit mellow.
Janice Ian.
Oh. The Other Side of
The Sun.
What is on the other side of the sun? It's more still heat. The sun, right?
More heat, I think.
I think it's more blankness. Or other stars, maybe.
Ah, more
See,
stars.
The stars and the sun.
A line at this point in time.
Interesting. We'll see you again next Wednesday. Take care. Leaving on a boat for beyond the other side of the ocean. I'll bet you in the morning you won't even know.
BFM 89.9, the business station.